Blog Talk Radio.
Continue to be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Cheever Porter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, and the surrounding areas. So glad to be with you, and you today. So glad on such a beautiful, gorgeous day. A gorgeous day because Jesus made it just for you and me to enjoy this day. Oh, it's a blessing, it's a blessing, it's a blessing to be here today, yes, amongst the living. And I thank God for it. I thank God for the life, health, and the strength. Ooh, I thank God for everything that he's doing in my life and in your life. And I see your life because you are there on the other end. And I want you to know that I appreciate you, love you, and praying for you. And I trust that you're praying for us over here also. We appreciate that so much. And we want to hear from you. 347-857-3925. We want to hear from you. Let us know. Give us a praise report of what God has done or is doing on your end, in your town, in your country, wherever you are. Let us know. If it's nothing but he's blessing me right now, that's good. If you don't want to say nothing else, we'll take that too. Yes, or if you like one of our speakers, let us know that you like our speaker. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We thank God for you. We thank God for all things that he is doing at this time. All right? And we, if your name's not on the prayer list, we ask you to call 347-857-3925. Call and get your name on the prayer list so that we can continually to be praying for you. We don't just pray while we're on this air. We pray when we are not on the air. We still keep your name on there until you tell us that you are all right, that something has happened. God has given you a miracle, and we love to hear about the miracles. We love to have a praise report of what God has done through the word, through our prayers, what we've been praying for you and all agreeing with you. You had a hand in it. Now it took us and you to get that prayer through. So remember now, we're waiting for you. 347-857-3925. All right, here is our own Sister Dan.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, giving all honor, glory, and praise, Lord Father, unto your holy name, thanking you for this day that wasn't promised to us, O God. We say thank you and taking nothing and no one for granted. Now, Heavenly Father, as we come before you, O God, we ask you for forgiveness, Lord, and those that we're praying for, forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespassed against us, Lord. Heavenly Father, as I lay my hand upon this prayer list, you know each and every person, name by name, Lord Father, and what they're in need of, Lord. Father, as we touch and agree with those that ask for prayer for themselves, Lord, or for their loved ones, Lord Father, as we touch and agree with them, Lord Father, we thanking you right now for your will being done in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you the Whitley family, Lord Father.
Father, and their passing, Lord Father, of their dad, Lord Father. We ask you right now, Lord Father, not just the Whitley family, Lord, all those that have lost loved ones, Lord Father. Father, you know each and every one of them, Lord Father. We ask you right now, Lord, to comfort them, Lord Father. For you say you will not leave us comfortless, Lord Father. So, Father, we hold them before you, asking you to send your comforter to them, Lord. And, Father, for those that don't know you as their Lord and Savior, Lord Father, let them open their eyes, Lord Father, and realize, Lord Father, the time is at hand, Lord Father, and that you're a loving and merciful God. Father God, that you are a forgiving God. Father, you are a God of many chances, Lord Father, for you say you are long-suffering. And Heavenly Father, let them open their eyes, Father, and realize what's going on, O God. And Father, repent and accept you as their Lord and Savior in this time, Lord Father. Heavenly Father, we hold before you right now, Lord Father, Thomas Felton right now, Lord Father. Touch him right now, Lord Father, that has stage 4 cancer. Touch his family right now, Lord Father. We ask you, Lord Father, to give him peace right now, Lord Father. And Father, touch his body right now, Lord Father, and let your will be done right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we thank you, we glorify and magnify you this day in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we continue to hold before you Nikki, Lord Father, asking you to continue to touch her body right now, from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet right now. Father, we thank you right now for protecting her in her going out and her coming in, Lord Father. Keep her covered under the blood in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you those that are going through cancer, Lord Father, or have chemo, go through chemo right now in the name of Jesus. Father, knowing, Lord Father, that you're bigger than cancer or any other sickness out there, Lord Father. And Father, we thanking you right now, Lord Father, for touching them right now, Lord Father. Touch Ruthie right now. Touch Vicky right now, Lord Father. Touch Mr. Stephen right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, touch them in a mighty and a special way, O God. Touch Barbara right now, Lord Father. Father, you said by your stripes we are healed, Lord Father. You're bigger than COVID, Lord Father. Father, we're standing, trusting, and believing, Lord Father, in you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Give them the strength, Lord Father, that they need, Lord Father, as they continue to go through chemo, Lord Father, and dialysis, Lord Father. We're thanking you right now, Lord Father, for that kidney. We're thanking you for that liver. We're thanking you for that lung right now, Lord Father, that is causing them to be on dialysis, Lord Father. We're thanking you right now, Lord Father, for your will being done in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. And Father, for those that don't know you as their Lord and Savior, Lord Father, we ask for mercy, Lord Father, forgiveness of their sins right now, Lord Father, as you touch their bodies right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, we thank you, we glorify and magnify you. Heavenly Father, I hold before you right now, Lord Father, my pastors and my apostle, Lord Father, apostle and bishop Porter, and my pastors Sharon and George Bonds, Lord Father, covering them under the blood from the crown of their head, Father God, to the soles of their feet, Lord Father. Father, as your warrior and minister angels stand guard round about them, Lord Father, we thank you, Lord Father, how you continue to use them to bring forth the word, Lord Father. We continue to speak healing to their bodies right now, Lord Father, as we say body line up with the word of God right now in the name of Jesus. Father, as you continue to keep your hedge of protection round about them, Lord Father. Father, continue, Lord Father, as they decrease, Lord Father, and you continue to increase in them, Lord Father, as they continue to bring forth the word, Lord Father, strengthen them, rejuvenate them, refresh and refill them right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, touch our listeners right now, Lord Father, for you know what they're in need of, Lord Father. Cover them under the blood right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we thank you for traveling mercies, Lord Father, protecting them from hurt, harm, and danger, Lord Father. Father, we thank you for shielding and protecting them, Lord Father, on their jobs right now, Lord. And Father, we thank you for every bill being paid in full and every debt being canceled right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over this broadcast, canceling every assignment that was sent towards this broadcast to try and hinder anyone speaking or listening on this broadcast. And we render it null and void right now in the name of Jesus. And we welcome you, Holy Spirit, on this broadcast. Holy Spirit, we welcome you to take control of this broadcast. Holy Spirit, we thanking you for just coming on this broadcast, healing and delivering, touching the people right now as this broadcast to continue to touch many nations, Lord Father. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Yes, yes. And we send some of that prayer to Sister Diane too today. Praise the Lord. We want you to be praying for her also.
Amen.
Thank God for it right now. Now, remember, if you didn't hear your name, don't get mad. You know, just you didn't call 347-857-3925 and put your name on the prayer list. Now, if it's not there, we didn't call you, now, did we? Right? Okay, now don't get upset. All right, now, go call your friend. Text them right now and tell them to listen to the broadcast. You know, listen to the broadcast. That's always a word from the Lord just for you. God has it tailor-made just for you. Praise the Lord. Amen. No matter what your condition may be, God has one tailor-made just for you. The word, a word, a word. Amen. All right. Let me give you a little right here and now. Man is like a bridge, was designed to carry the load of the moment, not the combined weight of a year at once. Man, like a bridge, was designed to carry the load of the moment, not the combined weight of a year at once. Are you trying to carry too much? Are you? Think about it. Sometimes we try to carry too much at one time. He say your burden is light. Okay? It's light. It's light. Why are you trying to carry all the weight? My. Think about it. Amen. We get on those points sometimes. We want to carry everything. We want to be Superman, what's the name? The Bionic Man, Bionic Woman, and we want to be the butterfly. What's that man name? Oh, the Spider-Man. You want to be the Spider-Man. You want to be the Spider-Man. You want to be all those things, you know. Carry what you can, you know. Carry the weight that you can carry. You know, give the rest to the Lord. Because he is the one to carry all the weight. You know, he's able, more than able, right?
Amen.
Amen. We thank God today for you, and you being there. I want you to know today I love you. I really love you now. Listen, I can't account for nobody else, but I'm going to account for myself. I love you. And if you were there near me, you would know that I love you. I don't have fake love. Matter of fact, well, I don't like too much of fake anything, you know, praise God. Amen. Some things you can't help but have fake. Glory to God. But, you know, I thank God for them. I thank God for Sister Diane. Yes, yes. I thank God for... Deacon Mike. I thank God for Deacon Mike. We was talking about him, so, you know, he was still on my mind. And I thank God for Bishop Porter. And I thank God for you. Now,
Isn't that strange? We were talking about him before the broadcast, and I guess his name just stuck in my mind. You know, it stuck there. Praise God. Amen. But you know what? Let me tell you one thing. We have fun in the Lord. We have fun in the Lord, all right?
Thank you.
Now, y'all think that we not real, we don't mean business, but let me tell you, hey, we serious as a heart attack. We are very serious about the Lord, but let me tell you, I believe in what the words say, joy unspeakable. And full of grace. Amen. We talk with joy and with grace. Huh? We speak the words of life so that you can get life. Now, if I sound like, you know, a deadhead, you ain't going to get no life out of that, is you? No. Come on, tell the truth now. You ain't going to get a bit of life out of that. But when I have joy, when I begin to speak in that tone of joy. The joy in the Holy Ghost. Let's just put it just like it is. Then you know that something is going on good. Hey, hey. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I just love to make you laugh. I love. So you know when you got up this morning, what did you say? Oh, Lord, another day. Gotta go to work. Oh, God. What is it today? You started sounding real terrible, and you caused your day not to be a good day.
Come on, man.
But I like my day to be good. Now, you may get up, and your knees start to creaking, and everything start to go and snap, crackle, and pop like you was eating the cereal. But you wake up. And all you say, this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. Hey, hey, hallelujah, Mr. Jesus. You know why? God is good to us, and he deserves all the praise. Yeah, you may have your way of praising him. I may have my way of praising, but I'm going to praise him right on. Huh? Praise him in the morning, praise him in the evening, praise him before you go to sleep at night. You just praise the Lord. You and Jesus. You don't have to have no partner. You don't have to have nobody. You just you and Jesus. Praise the Lord. I tell you, God is some kind of good, ain't it? I wouldn't trade nothing for Jesus. It's how we used to say it a long time ago. All the tea in China, I wouldn't. See what I'm saying? That means, I don't know if I want no tea from China, but still, we used to say that. Some people may still say that, okay? And all, ain't the other one say all the gold in Texas? In Fort Knox, I mean.
All the oil in Texas.
You know, where we get this stuff from? We always coming up with these sayings, and it sticks, seems to stick, don't it? Let's see, can the Holy Ghost stick? All right, praise the Lord, praise the God is good to us. And, you know, people don't understand. Well, I mean, some people understand. But one thing about it, I didn't have anything really what I was going to say today, really. You know, I didn't know. And I don't never know, do I? Thank God. Praise God. But as you keep asking God and seeking God, what is it that people need? I don't just want to preach a message that ain't nobody need. No, nobody need not need what I'm saying. It haven't helped anybody whatsoever. At least one person get help. That makes me feel happy. See, because I want it to bless somebody. So there was prayer being made and word came forth through the prayer, and
it sparked something. It hit a vein. It hit a vein this morning, and I say, okay, all right. So, you know, as I said, I got hundreds and hundreds of messages I've already written. Okay, some I've never preached and some I have. But I thought about a message. And I said, hey, this will be just right. Because you never know in conversation who has a word. They don't even know they have a word. You hear what I'm saying? They don't know they have it. So I'm going to start with 2 Chronicles. Now, I should start at the 9th verse to get you to understand the first step I'm going to use, okay? 2 Chronicles, the 20th chapter. Mm-hmm. All right. But I'm going to start at the 9th verse to try to get you a little build up a little understanding here, I believe so, all right? And it says, if when evil cometh upon us as the sword, judgment, a pestilence, a famine, we stand before this house and in thy presence, for thy name is in this house, and I cry unto thee in our affliction, then thou wilt hear and help. Then thou wilt hear and help. And now, behold, the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, whom thou wouldest not let Israel invade, when they came out of the land of Egypt, but they turned from them and destroyed them not. Behold, I say, how they rewarded us to come to cast us out of thy possession, which thou hast given us to inherit. Somebody always trying to take your inheritance, ain't it? Oh, now the 12th verse. Oh, our God, will thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us, neither know we what to do. But, here's that but, our eyes are upon thee. Our eyes are upon thee. Do you hear what I'm saying? No matter who come against you, how they come against you, when you keep your eyes on God, you're going to keep your eyes on him. Even if you don't know what to do. Sometime I turn it around and use when you don't know what to do. What do you do? Huh? Well, I could use that right now, but I'm not using that. But what I'm using is one simple thing. I can depend on God. Either we can say it this way, you can depend on God. I can depend on God and you can depend on God. When you don't know what to do, when you got something to do, you don't know what to do, how to do it. Your back is against the wall. A lot of times our back is against the wall. More times than we like to mention. We don't know what to do. The enemy come against us. We don't know what to do. We get in a panic. But the thing is, keep cool. I learned if I keep cool, I may get a solution to the problem. But when I don't be cool and I'm all tied up and twisted up and everything, I can't get an answer. See? No answer comes. How can it come when your mind is befuddled with the situation? It's all balled up, tied, twisted up. Oh, you got an enemy facing you, and that enemy is ever before you. You say, oh, they going to say this, they going to say. Stop saying what somebody going to say. You don't know what these people going to say. See, if you got the power, what do you say? What do you say when you got the power? God gave you the power. So therefore, the power is in your tongue. When you talk, do you get the picture? The power's in your tongue. So when you don't know what to do, God already got an answer for you, but you've got to depend on him to give you that answer, for that answer to come forth. But when you are clear and calm, the answer come forth every time. I'm telling you, I'm not the wisest person in the world. You know, I don't have all them DDs and TTs behind my name. See? But I do have one behind my name. You know who that is? Well, one thing, the Holy Ghost in me.
Amen.
So since the Holy Ghost is in me, I got the Jesus behind my name. J-E-S-U-S, them the titles. Those the letters behind my name, J-E-S-U-S, is right behind my name. Because he said you can depend on me.
Yes, Lord.
See,
thank you.
When all else fails, and I found him to be true, it doesn't matter how people talk about you. It doesn't matter what they do to you. They can go to Madam Jukaboo-Kaboo and anybody else they wanted to. But they can't do nothing. And folks never quit when they stuff way out. You know, did you know them witchcraft people know when they stuff way out? When they stuff way off on you? It's a kickback. They be trying their best to hurt you and harm you, but God just kick it back right to them. So they know they got to go get some more to try to mess you up. But listen. They didn't learn nothing the first time. It's like one person said to me years ago, I'm going to get something. I'm going to fix you up. I said, you're wasting your money and your time. It don't work here. What you mean it don't work? I said, just what I said. It don't work here. I belong to God and I depend on him. I'm not depending on you to do nothing for me. I'm not depending on you for you to give me no finance. You know what? I need finances. I need a lot of donations right now. Things I want to do in the ministry. It ain't about me traveling nowhere. I ain't trying to travel nowhere. I've traveled a lot of years. But there are things for the now generation need to be done that I need the finance, but do you think that I'm going to let down because you tell me if you do so and so, I'll do that. I'll give you that. No. I don't depend on you. I depend on God. You don't want to do it? Don't do it. Let's move on. This is the way it is. Because when you depend on God, you don't depend on people. You depend on God to move on people. And he may tell thus and so you or you to give, and you say, I ain't giving them nothing myself. They don't need nothing. How you know? You ain't talked to them. You ain't been in their company or nothing, but you're talking about they don't need nothing. Wrong. That's the wrong way to be. If God said, whether they need it or not, he said, give it to them anyway. Because he is want to bless you. Not it's them. They know about their blessing. They know their inheritance. But you don't know yours. And yours is letting go that money you holding on to. You about to squeeze Washington and Ben Franklin and everybody else off of it. Squeezing it so hard, holding it so tight in your hand. Or call yourself building up your bank account and all that. I'd like to build up my bank account too. But every time I try to build it up, it seems to go the other way sometimes. It's like, it just won't get where I want it to be at. I say, all right, Lord, what I got to do now? Huh? That's dependent on God, right? Isn't it? Dependent on God for your bank account. You think he don't know about it? Didn't he make the money and everything? Listen, sometime go through the Genesis, and you'll find out when them rivers was going through to God, you had one with gold and onyx, and every precious stone was going through there. God was showing you that it was right there all the time. Prosperity was there. Riches was there. But you forfeited. See, Adam and Eve done forgot how to depend on God, so they depend on the devil telling them stuff and just putting God in it. Come up with a little fake word, and they got the fake word, so they missed that. Gold and onyx stones was flowing through that river. That's what it was a river of. Huh? See, long before California came, pan and gold, the Garden of Eden had gold. Read it sometime. See what I'm saying? Depended on God. He did it from the beginning, gave us everything. From the beginning, do you get it? You don't believe that. And I was thinking about it. How many times, I'm going to count it one of these days, and I'll tell it to you one of these days. But just for instance, in Isaiah 41, he say, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." Now, you find fear not through the Bible, all throughout the Old Testament and New Testament, all through the Bible. Fear not. Why is he telling you that? Fear not so you can depend on him. It don't matter if the doctor gave you a bad report. Don't fear. Hey, look, I'm going to depend on God. I know you sounds like you're a fanatic, but I'd rather be a fanatic for God than be a fanatic for the devil. Because we got fanatics out there for the devil right now. And God knows they wreaking havoc in the earth, everywhere, in every country. No country is exempt from the devil, and no country is exempt from the Lord. It's like a battle, ain't it? Why? Because the devil got sense enough to know that his time ain't long, and you ain't got sense enough to know how long a time you got. Not long. If he say he's soon to come, his soon is soon. It's sooner than you think. See? But you don't want to depend on God. He showed you throughout the world, out the word, that you can depend on him. If you read it. And read it with a heart that's open to receive what thus saith the Lord. Oh, I don't believe that. You got people don't believe about the fishes and the loaves. You got people that don't believe he opened the blind eyes. You got people that don't believe he unlocked the deaf ears. You got people that don't even believe that he cast them demons out of a man, of a man, demons a legion of them. Now, if there's one man walking around with that many demons in him, God, Lord Jesus, I don't want to see him. Because he is off the grill. You see? People don't want to believe that. He don't believe God healed the people, raised people from the dead. You don't believe that. Well, why don't you believe it? Are you the modern-day saint or whatever you are that you can't believe that God can do these things? If you don't believe God can do these things just as he done them before, he's doing them now, that means you don't depend on God for nothing, do you? If you don't depend on him and trust him, then he can't do nothing for you, can he? Because you don't believe. It's in faith, in your belief system. What's in you? Is there any belief system in you that you can reach out and touch God? You can reach out and touch him right now? You don't have to wait for the church to start, the drums to start, the beating, and the tambourines, and the organ go, yeah, you don't have to wait for all of that. He can touch you right now where you are. Right now where you are. What you need him to do. You say, why are you asking it like that? I'm asking you, what do you need him to do for you right now? It doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter what color you are. It doesn't matter. Are you from America? Are you from wherever, North Battle Axe, wherever that is. Timbuktu, that's the one I usually use. Praise God. It don't matter where you from or where you are. He can still do it. He is with you, he say, all the way. And he'll be with you all the way.
Come on now.
He's not going to take you there and leave you right out there in the middle of the ocean. Did he leave Peter out there in the middle of the ocean? He didn't leave him out there in the middle of the ocean. You know, he got a little cocky. Hey, Lord, if that's you, let me get the head. Call me to come out there. Now, at least he had some sense, didn't he? He ain't coming until he hears his voice calling. What you going to do? Do you depend on him enough that I am not moving till I hear his voice call me? I know. God called you to preach and you ain't going. Well, I don't know when he called. Well, you better try to know and start praying and asking him to please make himself known so you can go. You can't go without depending on him. See, that depending goes two ways. He depend on you to answer. He gave you a voice box so you can answer him when he called you. You can get up and go. Think about Rahab. I thought about Rahab. Think about her. All she heard, she just heard a rumor. She ain't see nothing, but she just heard a rumor. But when those men came in her presence, she knew they were different. They were not like the men she was dealing with. She was about bad as the woman in Samaritan. Had a whole lot of men. But she recognized. And when she recognized, she heard their voices. They didn't speak like them other jokers she was dealing with. She knew they were different. And when they made a promise to her, she knew she could depend on what they said. In their voice was the sound of the Holy One, that voice that they can depend on. Now, I heard rumors about you, and I wasn't there. I ain't never been outside these walls here. And I know that in my heart I want to meet these people. I want to be with these kind of people. Can you see her going all the time? Say, and you know God heard her prayer because they appeared to who? Her. They ain't appeared to the rest of them. Huh? Because she had in her heart, she wanted to meet. She wanted to be with the people of Israel, which she heard so much about. Seeing their God do all these great and wonderful things. Until God manifested to her, gave it to her, her dream. Huh? Do you have one of them kind of dreams today? What's your problem? Are you sick? Don't have anything? Huh? And this has been a year of not having, not got much of nothing, but then you have a lot of something that you don't have nothing or nothing else. And you know how people say, we all on the same playing field. All of us are on the same playing field. That means every church on there. Can't nobody talk about I'm mine bigger than yours. I got more folks than you got. See, you can't do that now. Ain't God good? He make us all alike, and this is what He wants us to be. Stop all the competition. We competing on everything. I want to have the biggest church in my state. I want to have the biggest church in the world. The biggest church got a lot of the biggest devils. You see, you ain't count on that. Then can you handle the devils? Or you going to let the devils play right along with the rest of the people? You're not depending on God when you allow these things to go on in your service in the house of God. God going to hold these leaders responsible for that because a lot of them not depending on God. They depending on people to get in their pocketbooks. You know? Well, God do have a plan for all of us to be blessed. Let's go with His plan. Stop making up our plan as we go along. I know you say, well, death and life is in the power of the tongue, and I can call these things and create these things what I want. Yeah, if they're within the will of God. See? Now you can throw the butt in. See? They're in the will of God. What you going to do? What are you going to do? If God said He's going to feed you. Now, you know, we come in a time and everybody's telling us to do this, that, and the other, right? Telling us to get extra food and stuff. But then you don't got no money to get all this extra stuff. What you going to do? Huh? Dry goods and stuff. You don't have the money. And you're going, how, God? Well, now listen. When you start asking God, He going to make a way and tell you how to do and where to go. That means you can depend on Him. Trust Him. Depending means trusting Him. What does depend mean? To rest or rely solely on God. Don't get so bottled up that you, oh, no, I don't know. What am I going to do? You will worry yourself out of getting something. See? And God do what? He has the ability to do it, and He's given you the ability to go and get it from wherever it is, an adequate supply. He makes sure you have. And if that don't work, there's always the fishing and loaves, ain't it?
Amen.
And if the fishing and loaves don't work, there's always the ravens coming around, and you may not want to eat it, but he'll drop some food down there to you. Hey, he may go and get a tomato off the tomato bush and drop it to you somewhere. You going to eat it or something? Ain't that thing. That ain't clean. You know, you going to eat it or starve. See? Now, what if Elijah had said that when the ravens was coming? He ain't say all that. He ate, didn't he? And he drank water from the brook. And he say, oh, this water ain't clean. It need to be purified. We done got so uppity. No wonder we can't tell nobody how God can depend on us. They can depend on God because we so uppity. And we say, well, I want what I want. Well, you don't need what you want. You need some food. You ain't getting filet mignon. You ain't getting all that. That's what I want. I want this and I want that. And I ain't want taking nothing less. Well, all of that was good and fine. But right now you ain't got nothing. And you need a miracle. You need something to eat. If it ain't nothing but, I can't eat that bread there. That kind of bread, I know. I don't want no Jewish bread. I don't want no Italian bread. Just because they got a name on it, you don't want none. Prejudice over the bread. Shame, shame on you. How God going to do something for you? Perform a miracle, and you picky. You know, jobs are scarce out here. Huh? Business of clothes and all, you know, just doing good before. Jobs are scarce. But now you go get a job. God tell you go get a job. You give your offering. I'm going to show you how we do. You give an offering, and you want a job. You go and the people say, yeah, we'll hire you. They like your resume and everything. Well, I don't want this job here. This ain't what I want. I want what I want. Now, you don't ask God, right? You gave you paid a vow. You gave an offering, good night's offering toward what you want. You planted seed. In other words, you planted the seed. But the seed take time to grow into what it need to be, don't it? All right, now think about it. You planted seed. Now the seed need time to grow into what it's supposed to be. So you can't force it to come soon as you plant it. Do it grow soon as you plant it? The only exception I thought about was Nineveh situation. And after God saved the people of Nineveh, so my man was mad because he saved them. So he went out there complaining and carrying on. I knew you was going to do it, God. Well, if you knew it, why you didn't go in the beginning? We have to go through all of this to get you to go and do what I told you to do. Can you imagine God saying, Lord, look what I made. See, all I want you to do is depend on me and do what I say. But instead, that was a quick growth. See, because the gourd came up overnight. He ain't even planted. God did. And it died just like it came up. That was just an example to let you know I'm in control here. You depend on me. Do you see what it is? I'm in control, and you depend on me. Not I depend on you. If God had depend on us, he wouldn't be God, would he? He'd be the devil. Because the devil depend on us to do wrong. So he can hell like us. And you know he do it to you. and your mind be going, Lord, I know, oh, my God, I shouldn't have done that. Lord, I should have did it this way. Lord, I should have done it that way. Yeah, you should have, but you didn't. So now what we do? We're at one of them situations we don't know what to do. We don't know what to do. Well, you say, Gloria, why you talk like that? Because we waste time not depending on God and trusting God. We waste a whole lot of unnecessary time. And when it comes around that, we done lost so much time. When we could have done it the way God said it in the first place, it would have been done, and you'd have got blessed immensely. You inherited your inheritance. Now you got to go round the bend 15 more times. Wasting time. Why waste time? You know, I just love to let you know because I wasted time to me. To me, that was wasted time. Well, now, I could say I got an excuse, but really I don't have an excuse. It's an excuse I use. I didn't know it was God, but I didn't know what God sounded like. That's my excuse. Is that your excuse, too? But in the end, you found that it was God. Now you should know how it sounds or how his voice sounds or how the word coming to you sounds so that you can depend and trust him that what he says will come to pass. See? What he say will come to pass. I know you don't like it. I know you don't want to hear it, but it's the truth. See? When you don't have faith, whose fault is that? He told you to seek his face. Didn't he tell you to seek it? You ain't seeking his face. Huh? It's God that give faith, huh? He gave you that faith. Did you get any from him? Did you ask? No, you didn't ask God for the faith. You didn't seek him while he could be found. You didn't seek him. Oh, God love all of us. He made all of us. Yes, he did. He made us all. Yes, he did. But now there are some people that's designated for something else altogether. But you don't believe him. Well, he ain't going, God is love. He ain't going to let nothing like that happen to me. And now when something happened to you, then you mad with God saying, God, why you did this? You done got mad with God. He told you if you do thus and so, this is going to happen, and you go right on and do it because you thought God was love and that wasn't going to happen. That's just like your parents tell you to do something and you don't do it. When I come home, this house better be cleaned and swept. And when they come home, you ain't did nothing but played. And you get a whipping. And you mad with your parents. Now you're mad with your parents the rest of your life. Then you're going through the changes hollering, well, I ain't going to do my child like that. And all of that. Well, if your child start disobeying you and doing them things, you're going to whoop them too. Because you say you weren't going to do it, but it was needful at the time. See? They told you what to do, and you wouldn't do it. You say, I'm going to do what I want to do. Same with different with God. God say, tell you to do something. You say, you're going to do what you want to do. God can't tell me. And don't let a prophet prophesy to you. Because when they prophesy, well, they prophesying a lie. Okay, if that's where you want to think of it. Ain't no sense of nobody arguing with you. Leave it as it is. Let me tell you what Jeremiah said in the 10th chapter. He said, oh, Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. Ain't that so? It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. Now, even though you got two legs, you can't direct your steps. Think about it. That is something need to be thought over. It is not in man to do what? Direct his steps. But you say, I'm in control of my legs. I'm in control of my feet. You're not in control of nothing. You just ain't, it ain't come to your understanding yet. He said, I know that the way of man is not in himself. You hear what he say? All your ways, don't care what kind of way you got, it is not in yourself because of what? Yourself is, God is in you. God is in you directing your path. But instead of God directing your path, you call yourself on a directing. You want to tell your feet where to go. And he told you to walk over here. You want to walk over there. Is that trusting God? Then you wonder why it don't work. Well, why haven't I tried that, y'all. I told you this don't work. You know, God do what he want to do. I said, God, I'm living all I can. I'm living clean as I thought I was. Why is these things happening to me? Why is everybody getting blessed and I'm not? You keep saying this is going to happen and I'm going to have this and I'm going to have that. Then you want to start blaming God. Not knowing as man thinketh, so is he. What things you thinking about up in your head? You depending on the stuff you thinking? Then it'll never work, will it? Huh? You'll never see what God has for you. Huh? You'll never see the great riches that he has for you. The great blessings that God has for you. You'll never see it if you keep thinking the way you think it. See, because your ways is not his. Your ways is in you. Isn't that what Jeremiah said? Isn't that what I just said? He said, it's not in himself. You keep thinking inside of you is I can do what I want to do. That's your will that's thinking that you can do what you want to do. You can direct your feet where you want them to go. He said, a good man's steps are ordered by the Lord. Is that right? Amen. Now, if the good man's steps are ordered by the Lord, that means that you don't order your steps. You ain't got no control of it. How would you say, well, I push myself. You heard people say, I push myself. I've said it many times myself before I really read the scripture. Think about it. I said it myself. I say, I go where, I end up going where God allow me to go. That's that, what's that will, Bishop? Permissive will. That's that permissive will. See? When we allow our permissive will to take over, that we do that. See? That ain't God's perfect will. The perfect will, he ordered your steps. And then when you don't, it don't work out, hey, here we go again. Boy, I bet God say, Lord, he mad again. Can you think, see, God, I just imagine sometimes, now, listen, God ain't told me that. I ain't seen that in the Bible, so I'm just telling you. But let me tell you, I think about God just laughs sometimes at us. You know? Look at us. Huh? Instead of waking up, thank you, Jesus, for another day. We wake up in the morning. Oh, Lord, your mouth all poked out and your hair already in another place. Don't look in the mirror. You scare yourself. You will scare your own self looking in the mirror. See, God has blessings for us, and he said we won't even have room enough to receive them. He got so many blessings for us. But how can we receive them if we don't trust him and depend on him? Huh? How can you? Well, I'm just asking the question now. You don't get mad with me. Hey. I'm just speaking what God gave me and what my words like he gave me. Okay? Because it don't pay to get mad with God. Don't pay at all. I'm trying to keep you out of trouble. That's all I'm trying to. Just keep you out of trouble, honey. You don't want to get in trouble with God. No, you don't. He has mercy. Yes, he do. Plenty of mercy he got. Mm-hmm. But you don't want to fall in the hands of an angry God either, do you?
Nope.
Okay, people. Yes, I'm finna leeway here, you know, because this will go on, and we're going to see, let Bishop have a part of this, praise God, so he fly in the wind. Amen.
Yeah, Dan. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God is good. He's merciful. And he is also kind. Praise the Lord. Man. And the text today, you can depend on God. You can depend on God. And now, who are you trusting? Are you trusting the stimulus check? It's the first of the month. Now it ain't come. Now who you going to trust? Come on now. Don't get quiet. Help me somebody. In Malachi 3 and 8. Would a man rob God? There go. Prophet asking a question to the children of Israel. Yet you have robbed me. But you say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes? And an offering. Now who you going to trust? Now it's the first of the month. And God is saying here, will a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me. But you say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offering. Now, people need to really read this about tithes and offering, because in verse 9, the Lord is telling you what's going to happen to you when you don't do your tithes and offering. How many know that it's blessings and curses? It's two sides to a coin. It's the head and the tail. And I often tell the church, as it is in the natural, the same in the spirit. Am I right? In verse 9, it said, you are cursed with a curse. So that, to me, that's a double curse. So you are double cursed when you don't pay your tithes and a free will offering. Come on, help me now. Don't get quiet. For you have robbed me, even this whole nation. If that you, now will you trust? See why I say we because I'm including myself, we need to depend on God. Why? Because he is the author and the finisher of our faith. Now he's dealing with your money right here. Now you got a decision you got to make. Come on, somebody. Tomorrow going to be the first? It's rent time, mortgage time, light bill time, water bill time, car note time, grocery time, doctor bills, bills coming in from east, west, north, and south. Now who you going to depend on? Verse 10 said, but bring ye all, not $5, putting $10 on an envelope. He said, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house, and prove me. In other words, God wants you to, man, trust him so he can show you what he will do for you if you depend on him. Oh, somebody ought to help me here. I felt something there. Now wherein, wherewith said the Lord of hosts. See what the Lord say? If I will not open you the windows of heaven and pull you out a blessing. A is single. One, that there should not be room enough to receive it. Now just think what, if he open up all the windows in heaven. Huh? He'll bury you with them. Am I right? See? So now who you going to trust? Come on, somebody. I'm asking a question.
Right.
I'm going to read it again. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse.
All of them. Okay.
That there may be meat in my house.
Right.
And prove me now wherewith said the Lord of hosts.
Yes.
See?
Yes.
God is speaking. Amen. To somebody, praise God. If I will not open you the windows of heaven and pull you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough for you to receive it. That's powerful. That's powerful. And you know, our God said that his word would not go out and return to him void, but it would accomplish what it pleases. You've been tugging about them tithes. But today is your day. Your check done come. You have cashed it. Take the tithes out. God wants to be blessed first. Am I right? God wants to be served first. So now, who you going to depend on? Because he can take little now and make much. And I heard apostles talking about the two fish and the five barley loaves of bread, how he took them little lad lunch and fed 5,000 men, women, and children.
Yes,
now, how much more he can do for your family, my family, when we pay our tithes? Now, let me make this clear. The only thing in tithes now and offerings is blessings.
Mm.
Ain't no going to heaven. You can pay $1 million tithe to your church. That don't mean you're going from earth to glory. The only thing in tithes is blessings. That's what he said here. Am I right? Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house, and prove me. Now with, said the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pull you out a blessing, that there should not be room enough to receive it. See what's in tithes? Now he told you in verse 9, if you don't pay them, you curse with a curse. So that's a double curse. Come on, son. I got to tell you both sides of the coin. You got a head and you got a tail. See? They tell you all the good stuff. See? But you got to hear what, amen, God, happened to you and family when you don't be obedient to the word of God. He said if you be obedient, you eat the good of the land. Am I right? David said, I never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread. See? See, God wants to be honored first. See, so bring, amen, your tithes. Man, if you're not going to the church right now, take out your tithes, make out your check, put it in an envelope, and send it to the church. And watch God work. Watch God work. I would like somebody just to call and I'll just ask this question. Do you believe if you take your tithes and you know your mortgage rent and all your bills are due, that God going to let him put you out your house, or cut your lights off or your water off? Do you have enough faith to trust God, to bless God with his tithes? It's a tenth of your, whatever you have earned of your salary, or whatever's coming to you on the first or the third of the month, and you bless God, you have him the first fruit of your earning. Do you believe God will let man put you out? Come on, somebody. God will move up on somebody to be a blessing to more to give you than you have give out. He always have a way that is mighty sweet. Praise the Lord. In verse number 11, he went on to say, and I will rebuke the devil for your sake, and he shall not destroy the fruit of your ground. Look what God said he'll do for you. Now, why you won't depend on him? You see that? That's the only time that he said he will rebuke the devil on our behalf when you pay your tithes. Oh, the devil is on me. You ought to pay your tithes. God will get him off you when you pay your tithes. Read it. I'm not making this up. Are y'all with me? In verse 11, I'm going to read it again. And I will rebuke the devil for your sake. See? And he shall not destroy the fruit of your ground. Neither should your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, said the Lord of hosts. You won't do without. Come on, somebody. Oh, my God. So now who you going to trust? Who you going to depend on now? He's telling you what he'll do for you when you pay your tithes. You may be living like the devil. Ain't that something? Look how good God is. St. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And you know what I like about that verse? And I've been stumbling over it all these many years. That whosoever, I thank God that we are whosoever. In the world, you're going to look for a job, and they got on the application, you got a felony. You are whosoever, but you got a felony, you ain't going to get it. Y'all have got quiet on me now. See? Whosoever is his God mercy. I thank God in him we are whosoever. But in man, you cannot be a whosoever. Because if you got a flaws or something in your life, they can reject you. Yeah. Come on, somebody. Thank you. Help me, somebody. So now who you going to depend on? Oh, my God. In all the nations, shall call you blessed. You see that? For you shall be a likesome land, said the Lord of hosts. You'll be delightful. See? And people are going to ask, how are you able to get this? How are you able to do this with all this famine going on? When people are out of work, God making a way out of no way. Why? Because you simply obeyed his instructions and paid your tithes and a free will offering. See how simple it is? It's just as plain as the nose on your face. God will do great things for you and for your family. If you hadn't been to the doctor through this coronavirus and he'd have kept you and your family from it because you just pay your tithes. It's more than money coming in. It's other ways and other means, the way God just opened up the windows of heaven and being blessed to you and your family. See? You open up your refrigerator, you can't get nothing else in there because it's running over. See? Pressed down, shaking together, running over. See? When you're a giver, and he said he'll give back to you. He'll do it. He's asking for the 10th, and you keep the 90. Look how good God is to us. Come on, somebody. Ain't he good? And his mercy endures forever. your words have been stalked against me, said the Lord. Yet you said, what have we spoke so much against thee? Because when you close your pocketbook and you give God $5, used to be a dollar, now it went to $5. $2 or $3. One told me one time, I just don't see it, but I'm going to pay a little at a time. God didn't say pay no little at a time. Mm-hmm. Take that chest or whatever you make out and put it in an envelope and watch God work.
All right.
And trust God. But our text today, you can depend on God. He will never let you down. He has always been there. If he's the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore, he is God and he changed not. Hmm? And if he did it back then, he's doing the same thing now. Ain't you glad about it? Praise the Lord. See? He'll give you divine favor. Huh? People have just come in just giving you whatever. Whatever you need, sometimes you can just have a desire. Don't even say it. You don't have to pray about it because he knows what you desire in your heart. And here it come at your door. You don't have to even go and burn gas. Come on, help me somebody. When you pay your tithes, this is in what we're talking about here. When you pay your tithes, see, will a man rob God? That's just like sticking a gun in God's face. That's Old Testament. Ain't you heard people say that? That's Old Testament. Say the same thing in the Old as he spoke in the New. Huh? Some things in Old Testament is universal. David said, the Lord is my shepherd, and he our shepherd today. And I shall not want. In other words, when you pay your tithe, you shall not lack. For no good things. But when you read this in Malachi 3, starting at 3 and 8, make sure that you don't stumble over 9. Because there's another side to it. And that's the curse side. If you don't do it, you are cursed with a curse. That means a double curse. You get one off, you got to let it because you don't pay tithe. Now, I want you to read it for yourself. If you have your Bible, if you feel like you want to call, you can always call. And we explain it to you again because we want you to depend on God. This is what we're telling you. Jesus said if he be lifted up, he'll draw all men unto him. We're here to lift up the name of Jesus. It's not about Apostle. It's not about Bishop Porter. It's not about Sister Diane or Pastor Sharon, Pastor Joe. It's about Jesus. For he so loved the world that he brought his own begotten Son into the world, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And verse 17 says, for God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Now you, after paying your tithes, you yet got to know him. See? Look how loving, how merciful, how kind. His grace is renewed day by day. His grace is unmerited favor, some that we don't deserve. But he loved us so much that he gave his life. For the Father sent his Son, and the Son gave his life. Now we're heading to resurrect his Son to celebrate what he done for us on the cross, how he suffered, bled, and died for our sin. Went down into a low world, stayed there for 3 days, come up with all power, in his holy, righteous, in his everlasting hand. Look back at the grave and said, O grave, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? He's not dead, but he's alive. And Resurrection Sunday is brought back from the dead. Help me, somebody. Oh, he yet making intercession for us on the right-hand side of God, the Father Almighty. Oh, I'm glad about it today. And one thing I know, that if he spoke his word, he's able to perform it. For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. It's the only way that you can get from earth to glory is through our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Do you know him today? And I say again, the only thing in tithes is blessings and also curses. See, now you want to see why things are not working right or going your way? Be honest with yourself now. Say, Lord, you right and I'm wrong. Simple. See, that's all you have to do. See, as soon as you do that, you start obeying, watch how things change and turn around in your life. You can start from the day. Start as tomorrow is the first of the month when you get your check. And you watch how the enemy come against you now. Oh, you done heard that before. You done paid him one time out 2020. Or maybe two or three times, and it's 12 months in the year now. Hello? You still got to catch up. I tell you one thing. You got a double water bill, a double light bill? Only way you're going to catch up, you got to pay it all. Come on now. If you pay this one month and send it in, when you get the next month, it's going to be still double. See how you won't catch up? So now as it is in the natural, the same in the spirit, so you need to catch up. You're way behind. See? Way behind. So you get that stimulus check, all of it need to go to the Lord. Let me quit. Oh, God bless you today. May heaven continue to smile on you. The Lord love you. The Lord love you. And Bishop Porter love you. We just simply want to, amen, to put your mind in your heart to trust God. That's all. Praise the Lord. We want you to trust God. I got to trust him. Apostle got to trust. We got to trust God. Amen. We know we no more our own. We bought with a price. Oh, praise God. Amen. Purchased by our Lord and Savior blood of what he done for us. He shed it for us. And he loved you. Amen. So we got to obey him. Am I right? God bless you today. May heaven continue to smile on you. Bishop love you. And Jesus do too.
Amen. 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 We thank God for that awesome word coming forth from Apostle Porter and Bishop Porter. And I'm going to leave with you Psalm 62, verse 8. Trust in him at all times, ye people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Selah. Lord, I thank you for the word that came forth from Apostle and Bishop Porter. We ask you, O God, to refresh, refill, and rejuvenate them, Lord Father, as they decrease and you increase in them, Lord Father. We thanking you and glorifying you, how you continue to use them, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for the ears that hear, Lord Father, and the heart that receive that word right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. We thank you this day in Jesus' name. Amen. We just thank God for that word. I tell you, the word is always a right now word. That word is always a word that you can apply to your life today. So you know what? If you missed the broadcast from the beginning, you can go back and visit our Facebook page for those of you that have Facebook. And you can go to Logion International Ministries and click on that link and listen to that broadcast. Or you can go to blogtalkradio.com/timetotalkaboutit and click on that link and hear all the word that's been coming forth from the man and woman of God that have just graced us with their presence on this broadcast. And Apostle Porter been out there from 2009. So, yes, right now we are going to ask for your donation today to continue to keep this broadcast going as it continues to touch many nations. For those of you that have Zelle, you can do so by entering logionint@gmail.com. That's logionint@gmail.com. Or you can visit our website at logioninternationalministries.com and hit that donate button. We do ask that you specify in notes what your donation is for. Again, for those of you that have Zelle, you can do so by entering logioninternationalministries@gmail.com. That's logioninternationalministries@gmail.com. Or visit our website at logioninternationalministries.com and hit that donate button. If you don't use any one of those platforms and would like to mail it in, you can do so by mailing it in to the City of Victory, P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Again, that's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. So tune in tomorrow. That's Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and hear another powerhouse from God, Pastor Sharon. Don't miss it now. Tell a friend. Share it today. Till then, be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. And I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. And he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As
I stop worrying
how the story ends,
when I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his
way. That's when things start happening.
I stop looking at that thing,
when I let go,
I let go,
and I
let God,
let him have. So much going on, sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright, yeah.
Soon as I stop worrying how the story ends,
I can let go
and
I can let God, let him have,
let God have
his way.
That's when things are happening. I stop looking at that.
Oh, when I let go, let God, my sister, you can't handle it, let God.